Question: Do the Vedic scriptures recommend moral policing? Answer: The word moral policing is a modern word, and in and of itself, it has today a very negative connotation. The idea of moral policing conveys, say, some people with puritanical moral standards disrupting some rave parties or some parties where people are having fun. And the whole concept of moral policing is considered to be reprehensible in the sense that it is stopping people from enjoying life. So, certainly, stopping people from enjoying life is not the goal of Vedic culture. Vedic culture actually acknowledges Anandmayo Abhyasat. It is our very nature to enjoy. And it offers us the best way to enjoy at the spiritual level, where we can eternally rejoice in our relationship with Krishna. So in that sense of stopping people's enjoyment, that is the sense in which the word moral policing is used today. And that is definitely not the aim of Vedic scriptures. At the same time, the Vedic scriptures do talk about regulating material enjoyment, not to deprive people of enjoyment, but to ensure that they don't distract themselves from higher spiritual pursuits where they can get far greater happiness. So, for that purpose, the Vedic scriptures recommend proper philosophical education along with cultural standards which are understood and accepted by people based on that education. So when people understand that they are not the body, they are the soul, and at the level of the soul, there is far greater happiness available than that is available at the level of the body, then the whatever moral rules are recommended in the scriptures and are passed on by the tradition, they are accepted by people because these are seen as means to get higher happiness. Just as when a person is diseased and the person understands that, okay, I have the disease of diabetes and taking sugar will make my disease worse and therefore I should not take sugar. Rather, I should take the medicine which will cure me and then I can enjoy better. So imagine that if there is a society where there is an epidemic of diabetes and the government or certain people just take it upon themselves to destroy all the shops where sugar is sold or sugar items are sold. And nobody is told why this is being done. And naturally people will feel resentful. So that is how it is happening today in society, that people don't understand that the desire for material enjoyment, especially material enjoyment that contradicts moral principles, is a desire that causes us suffering, not just in this life, but not just in the next life in terms of karma, but also in this life. There is a Gita Daily article where I talk about a heaven that leads to hell. And there I talk about how familially, physically and socially there is so much disaster that results in terms of health, in terms of sicknesses like AIDS, herpes and others, in terms of divorces, in terms of overall disruption of social norms, not just in a moral sense but in a functional sense. So the point here is that when people understand that these unregulated desires for sensual enjoyment are harmful for themselves and the traditional moral standards that are given, they are not just meant to choke people's enjoyment but are meant to help people live in such a way that they don't harm themselves and further live in such a way that by which they can get a higher spiritual enjoyment, then they will follow those rules and regulations intelligently. Now, when people come to Krishna consciousness, they follow the four regulatory principles. Why? No, there's nobody doing any moral policing to force people to follow those rules and regulations within this con. No, when people understand intelligently that by studying the philosophy that this is what is good for me, then naturally they follow it because of their own intelligence, at their own, by their own choice. So same way, today's attempts at moral policing, they often evoke a smirk and strong resentment among intelligent people. And rather than forcing moral standards on people who do not know the purpose of those moral standards, rather we should provide philosophical education in a rational and intelligible way to people, by which they will see the sense of those moral standards and then start following them. So in that sense, the Vedic scriptures recommend not moral policing, but moral education based on spiritual wisdom, not just based on certain cultural standards. You know, today's moral policing, the idea is that boys and girls should not mix together because that's not our culture. And actually the retort comes that, well, what people do in their bedrooms, if they do it in public, what is the big problem? What is the big deal about it? And the answer that these self-appointed moral policemen give, no, that's not our culture. We don't do it like that. And this is not an answer that is going to satisfy people today, because people are interested not in just following any culture just because it is an ancient culture. They are interested in following what will be good for them. And they think that what is good for them is to enjoy. So if a culture comes in the way of enjoyment, then they throw away the culture. And they resent those who try to impose that culture upon them. So we need to understand the reason for the resentment against moral policing that is there in society today. And we can address that by telling people about the cultural standards that are there from a philosophical perspective, from an intelligible perspective, and then inspire them thereby to follow moral standards, not to beat moral standards down into the throats of people who don't want to follow them. That approach to moral policing will be counterproductive, and that is definitely not the intent of the Vedic scriptures, to deprive people of enjoyment. Thank you.